never mind, we'll sit down.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Gonna be able to play in front of the hometown folks. Looking forward to it, and it'll go down.
Oh yeah. You know, it's one of those things that everybody dreams about when they first start playing in the NBA. You know, they always dream about playing in a hometown crowd. You know, one of the first like dreams I woke up from, you know, that about the NBA that, you know, I thought actually was real, really happened. Had to wake up, realize, you know, when was you know, playing for an NBA team in that arena before it was renamed. Mm-hmm. And you know, so this is gonna be literally a dream come true.
How many family and friends do you have coming to the game?
Not too many. You know, a few family that's left there, and then some close friends. But actually, surprisingly, not many.
How's the knee, and how much are you hoping to play on Thursday?
You know, not really planning on a schedule on Thursday. You know, it's wherever coach decides to play me. You know, he hasn't talked to anybody yet, as far as I know, so that'd be a question for him as far as how much I'm going to play. But my knee feels great, you know. This is just normal stuff after practice now. It's sore, not injured, not hurting, just sore, you know, fatigued. But that's what I'm working to get back.
How do you feel like you've done so far in camp, and how do you feel like your body has held up?
Honestly, it hasn't held up as well as I thought it, as I wanted it to. But at the same time, it's held up better than statistics would say. Right. You know, it's I'm doing a lot better than what was expected. Just personally, you know, I wish I could push a little bit more, but I'm just not physically able to. So, but it's coming. Like, every day, it's coming back more and more. And I'm not worried about it. Coaches aren't worried about it. So it's basically just normal post-surgery comeback.
Do you feel like you kind of have to listen to your body and go as much as your body allows?
Yeah, definitely. If you know, I push too hard, it could cause some, you know, some minor injury that would put me out for longer. So just, you know, if it starts hurting, just rest the day and come back the next day, it's fine.
You've gone through a couple of weeks of practice now with the added weight. How has it helped you as far as being able to compete now in practice and in games?
Honestly, I like it. You know, I dropped about 10 pounds coming out of training camp.
So you had 270 now?
About 274, I think it was this morning. And at first, I wasn't really happy with it, but you know, the more I'm playing, the more I get comfortable with it, the better I feel. I haven't lost any of my strength in the weight room, just weight, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't really, I feel really comfortable with that right now.
Do you feel like it's helping you kind of keep your position inside, both offensively and defensively?
Oh, definitely.
Have more of a base?
Definitely, you know, especially against the, you know, veteran like Kurt, strong, just always in great position. You know, great defensive player, basically. You know, a couple years ago, I got thrown around by him. You know, I've been scared to play against him. Now I can compete. You know, learn from him without having to worry about getting thrown around. You know.
Thank you.
Were you a Lakers fan growing up?
Yeah, I was actually. Actually, that dream I was telling you about, I was in a Lakers jersey. A little bit different, but you know, I'm happy where I'm at. I love the Sonics, and I'm glad, you know, get to go back and play against them. So.
Thanks, Robert. Robert, you have 56 tickets in Sacramento. How many were you having?
About 15, I think.
Okay.
Not many at all. So, yeah, it's surprisingly not many.
You said a lot of your friends from high school already bought their tickets.